Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell.
On a ride on the crazy train back to 2005. I'm excited to introduce you to Thomas Montgomery. He was an impotent, balding, 46-year-old married man with two daughters around the ages of 10 and 12.
You're excited about that?
Yes, isn't that exciting?
You make him sound so appealing. Okay, surely there had to be some good qualities. Maybe not.
No,
okay,
I can't really think of any off the top of my head.
Well, let's continue.
Okay, so him and his family lived in Clarence, New York, and Thomas was a former Marine and was currently a machinist at a factory called Dyna Braid, and had been there for about 12 years.
Okay.
He was a Sunday school teacher.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, he was contributing to society. He took his daughters to swim practice almost daily, and he eventually became the vice president of his daughter's swim club.
Oh.
They had a dog named Shadow, and Thomas walked it daily. Neighbors, friends, and family said he was a normal middle-aged man.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. You're normal. I bet they talked about it at the block party each week.
Man.
Been like, so Thomas, you getting any yet? Nope.
How's it hanging all the time?
Until the left.
It never stands at attention.
That might be why he's not in the Marines anymore.
Could be. He couldn't stand at attention.
Couldn't stand at attention. Thomas enjoyed his weekly poker nights with his friends.
He couldn't poke her face.
Around 2005, he found the website pogo.com, and it allowed him to play poker and other games whenever he wanted. And these games also offered private chats. So one day, Thomas found himself in a teen gaming room.
No.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I don't like the sound of that. I don't like where this is going.
You're not going to.
Oh, gosh.
So while he was in this game, he was instant messaged by someone with the handle Tall Hot Blonde Big 50. This person informed Thomas that he was probably in the wrong place because Thomas's handle was Marine Sniper. And she informed him that he was in a teen chat room.
That's so obvious. Like, Marine Sniper.
Yeah, you don't really see too many 17-year-old Marine Snipers.
No. Marine Sniper, 911. I mean, come
on. He is the original
Give it a little bit of Marine Sniper. Give it a little bit of spice. Marine Sniper.
That's it. End of story. That's
the
it.
We don't need to know anything else. No period, no exclamation point, and no flag.
Oh my God. Thomas replied to her that his name was Tommy, and he was an 18-year-old trouble kid that had enrolled in the Marines after high school.
Oh no. Okay.
You're lying.
You're lying, Tommy.
Tall Hot Blonde informed Tommy that her name was Jessie, and she was a 17-year-old senior from West Virginia. Jessie was a very active 17-year-old. She played sports, hung out with her friends, basically everything a high school kid would do back in 2005.
So she really was, like, telling the truth?
Yes. She's
Tall Hot Blonde?
Tall Hot Blonde was a 17-year-old named Jessie.
Oh, little Jessie.
Oh, no. So Jessie sent Tommy a picture of herself, and her name is not a lie. She is tall, long legs, long blonde hair, and in great shape.
Hmm.
And she begs Tommy to send her a picture of himself so she will know who she's talking to.
Mm.
So Tommy sends Jessie a picture of himself when he was in the Marines. And it was almost
many, many moons ago.
Yeah, he was in the Marines in the 1970s. So this is about 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And the picture he sent is clearly old. It's the one that we're going to use for the episode.
Okay.
It's pixelated and it looks like an old picture. You have to be able to tell this is not a 2005 picture.
Right.
Here, let me scroll up so you can see it.
Yeah, let me see that. Oh, and he looks so angry in it too.
He does.
Or sad. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they let you smile whenever you take it.
Oh, that resting bitch face look. Passport look.
Yes.
Your convicted criminal passport look.
Yeah, I just want one picture, so I'm going to have the same passport and booking picture when I get picked up and thrown in jail. Jessie sent Tommy a ton of pictures of herself playing sports, hanging out with her friends in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these pictures she sent were slightly provocative.
Jesse.
Tommy hinted to Jesse that he was in a covert operation special forces team in the Marines, and he did unspeakable things to protect America and our freedom. In real life, Thomas was only in the Marines for 6 years in the 1970s. He had qualified as a sharpshooter, but he never trained as a sniper or saw any action.
Oh, okay. Marine sniper.
So you're lying about your profession and your age.
Both.
Come on, Thomas.
And your photo.
So while they were chatting, Tommy informed Jesse that he enrolled in the Marines because he raped a cheerleader when he was 17. And so he joined the Marines hoping he would be killed in action.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know why he would have said that. I don't know if it was true or if he was just trying to, like, be a bad boy. I don't know why Jesse would still want to talk to him after
That's
this.
That's my thing. I'd be like, okay, bye. I don't even know you except for a pixelated old photograph.
Yeah, been like, I'm out. Sorry, Tommy. But not Jesse. Jesse had a big heart, and she told Tommy that she forgave him. And it sounded like he had a tough life and he just needed someone in his life to love him. And she was the girl for the job.
Oh, desperate.
Yeah.
That's desperate. You meet somebody in a poker, a teen? Wait a minute.
Teen poker, yeah.
How is that even legal that you have a teen poker portal?
I don't know. I remember Pogo whenever I was younger. I don't think it exists anymore, but I think they had other
card games and
stuff? Maybe other games besides poker. Like, maybe you couldn't really win money. Maybe you just won, like, credits or something.
So he sucked on poker, so he had to go to Pogo?
Yeah. He's pogoing on over there.
Okay.
He ain't very good. Tommy told Jesse in June that he was heading to boot camp, and he would only be available to call her when the Marines gave him phone privileges. So Tommy introduces Jesse to his dad, Thomas, and tells Jesse she could speak with Thomas when Tommy was unavailable. So you want to guess who Thomas is?
Is that his split personality?
Yes. It's still him.
Wow. And what 17-year-old girl would want to talk to a grown man's dad?
Like, yeah, I'd be like, no, I'm good.
Let's continue our relationship through your father.
Yeah, it'll be so romantic.
So romantic.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm. So,
okay.
Yeah. Around this time, Tommy accuses Jesse of sending pictures to other men online. Jesse apologized profusely and sent more bikini photos and even a heart pendant that had Jesse and Tommy forever engraved on it. Mm-mm. Once he received the package, Tommy forgave Jesse. However, Tommy's father, Thomas, did not forgive Jesse so easily.
Oh, my God. His alter ego.
Yeah, okay. His alter ego was mad. Oh, he was God. Big mad.
Oh, big mad.
Big mad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So there are conversations between Tommy and Jesse, and Jesse is complaining that Tom Sr. was being mean to her and would not forgive her. Jesse told Tom Sr. that Tommy forgave her. Why couldn't he forgive her? Tom Sr. responded that Jesse will hurt Tommy, and Tommy forgave her because he was an idiot and didn't trust her lying ass.
Seriously?
Yes.
What a moron. I'm sorry. They're both morons.
Yeah.
At this point.
Weird. And, like, I don't even know how
forgive
Thomas.
Forgive you for what? Forgive her for
sending pictures to other men online?
But that was just his accusation.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know if he has proof. He just accused her of it.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I really don't know why Thomas was playing both Tom Sr. and Tommy with Jesse. Like, I didn't know if he thought maybe it was making it more believable. Like, there's really other people in my life besides just you and the screen and keyboard. Like, I don't know.
God, Brandy, who knows? This is this is twisted.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, my God.
So, Tommy and Jesse continued for almost a year, instant messaging each other. And the longer they talked, the more sexual their conversations became. Mm-hmm. Their relationship, in quotation marks,
okay,
became so intense that Tommy asked Jesse to marry him. And she said yes.
Oh, my God.
So what do you think he was going to do? Just surprise her on the altar the day of? Like, I was in Iraq and I aged by 30 years. This is me now.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And I was like the same age as them in this time.
Yeah.
And I remember people doing this, like having full-blown online relationships with people that they've never met and didn't know if they were even real.
Well, this is true. This is whenever online stuff started happening.
Yeah, this is like MySpace, the beginning.
Yeah.
And they hadn't had catfish out yet. So right. This is like the OG catfish situation.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I remember this happening, but it's just so weird. Like, I wonder if this kind of stuff still happens now. I wouldn't think it would with all of the ways that you can FaceTime and stuff. But now with all the
it
AI.
It still happens, maybe not for the duration that this went on. But I think it does still happen.
Like, I wonder with all the AI stuff they have out there now, if it's become easier to catfish people again.
Absolutely.
I had an app pop up on my phone last night, and it was three women, like, I guess middle-aged, and it was like, you know, wall Pilates for menopause or something. And I really had to look because the women looked so fake. And they were. They were not real women. They were AI. Real. It was just weird. I didn't like it.
Mm-mm.
So during this time, Jesse was sending care packages to Tommy, and several of these packages included used G-string underwear.
My God.
Yeah. So you're probably wondering how Thomas's wife never caught him chatting with a teenage girl.
Very much so.
Well, Thomas would use the family computer.
Family computer.
Late at night when his wife and daughters went to sleep, or as early as 6 a.m.
And you know, it was that AOL that he had to go run in the kitchen and unplug the phone and then plug it into the back of the computer.
Freaking dial up. Yes.
And then when you finally, it says, "Welcome to AOL." And that is the most exciting sound.
Yes.
Because you waited 15 minutes for it to connect.
And as soon as it connects, somebody picks up the phone and cuts you out. And it's like,
damn.
Why are you using the phone?
Do you not see the cord down the hallway?
No, oh, man. Drew died the other day. I played that sound for him. Yeah. And I was like, this used to be what happened with the internet. And he's like, what?
What?
Like, I was crazy. I was like, I'm not crazy. This is how it used to be.
It was really a sad thing.
So Tommy told Jesse the reason they had to chat at odd hours was because the Marines only allowed him to have phone and computer access at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
So did you ever know anyone who went through boot camp or basic training?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they get access to the computer mm-hmm. during boot camp.
No, they do not.
And they're only allowed
to maybe nowadays they do. I don't know.
Yeah, I know in 2005 for sure they didn't because I had quite a few friends that went to the Army and the Navy. And the Marines. And none of them had computer access and they weren't even allowed to call home until like towards the end of basic training. Like I think maybe two or three times they could call and they had to like wait in line and you got like so many minutes and then they would hang up on them.
Right. Yeah.
It's the next person's turn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess Jesse didn't know anybody in the military because that would have been a huge red flag that he can talk to her every morning and every night.
Oh, yeah.
While he's at boot camp.
Yeah, definitely.
So Jessie even lost her virtual virginity to Tommy.
Wait a minute.
Did you know that was a thing?
I didn't know we had virtual virginity.
Yeah, so my virtual cherry has not been popped yet.
Samesies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
This is so amazing.
So romantic. Her virtual virginity.
Her virtual virginity.
I cannot.
Jesse was a virgin, and this really got Thomas off. After being impotent for years, Thomas was able to jack off into this teen girl's thong underwear.
No.
This makes me want to throw up. Like, just typing it, I could feel my face getting red because I was like,
yeah, your face is
so
red.
So embarrassing. Like, why would you?
That's so gross.
For this to be in so many articles and stuff, he had to tell somebody he did this. Like, why would you even admit to this?
You're right. He did have to say that.
Thomas was so into this relationship, he began telling people at work about Jesse and how they met in an online chat room.
Mm.
Thomas's wife, Cindy, noticed around this time that Thomas was becoming distant and spending a lot of time on the computer. She knew something was going on, but this was the early years of computer chats, and so she may not have known that it was even possible to begin a virtual relationship.
Or virtual virginity.
Or virtual virginity. Technically, Cindy was still a virtual virgin, too, I'm
That's
sure.
That's right. You go, Cindy.
Good job, Cindy. This just kills me. At one point in their relationship, Thomas wrote a note to himself, and it's freaking weird.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It says...
Strap in.
And this is written in his handwriting, and it was found by the police in his work locker.
Okay.
On January 2nd, 2006, Tom Montgomery, 46 years old, ceases to exist and is replaced by an 18-year-old battle-scarred Marine. He is moving to West Virginia to be with the love of his life. The note goes on to state that at 18 years old, he resembled a red-haired Harrison Ford. See, I told you he describes himself.
He did. You didn't lie about it.
All paperwork is set, i.e. birth certificate, social security card. He is strong, good-looking, battle-hardened boy. He has money in the bank, $2.5 million. And he has a 9-inch penis.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me just say, let me intrude for one moment.
Okay.
This dude started vision boards.
He is the creator of vision boards.
He is the creator of vision boards. He was throwing it out there in the universe. By God, the next day he woke up and had a 9-inch penis.
And he was like, what?
Where is this coming from? His wife was like, what?
She's like, oh, my God. The note also states that he will give some of his imaginary $2.5 million to his wife and daughters. And then he fantasized about the life he would build with Jesse.
Well, how generous of him to leave them an imaginary...
An imaginary amount of money.
An imaginary fund.
I wonder what the imaginary amount was going to be that he was planning on leaving them.
Probably $100,000.
$100,000 make-believe Monopoly money should be great, right? You should be okay if
it
I
should be
leave
fine.
You for a 17-year-old girl.
It should be fine.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thomas also wrote in a journal... And he said in this journal that he wished he would know the exact time he would change into the new Tom so he could prepare for it.
That would be never?
Yeah. So old Tommy boy thought that if you wish hard enough and write it down that your dream or wish magically comes true in the new year.
Where's your fairy godmother, Tom?
Yeah, he's really delusional at this point. And unfortunately for Thomas, when the new year arrived, he did not transform into an 18-year-old boy. He did not have $2.5 million in his bank account. And his PP did not grow to 9 inches.
Wow, imagine that. Nothing happened.
Yeah, I was...
He's still the old, balding...
Yeah, 46-year-old impotent man.
46-year-old impotent man.
I was really shocked when I read this because I could have sworn...
Me too.
If you wrote it down twice, that it would happen.
I was really expecting some magic.
And... I mean, that's it. The end. No, I'm just joking. That's real sad.
Sorry for the sad ending.
Thomas's wife, Cindy, is growing even more suspicious as time goes on, and her husband spends more and more time in front of the computer screen. They had been married for 16 years, and Thomas was continuing to distance himself from her. He was no longer the man she married.
Obviously.
In March of 2006, everything began to fall apart for Thomas. Cindy found out about his secret love life when one of their daughters was using the family computer and an instant message from Tall Hot Blonde popped up on the screen.
Oh, snap.
Old Thomas forgot to log out of his Pogo account.
Oh, my God.
So it was still showing him as active.
Oh, boy.
The daughter opened the chat window and began to read the chat history between Tall Hot Blonde and Marine Sniper.
Oh.
And immediately told her mother what she found.
Oh, my God.
Cindy began to investigate this herself, and eventually she found all of the care packages.
Oh, no.
Such as the G-string, the pendant with Jesse and Tommy forever, love letters, and pictures.
Oh, God, poor lady. Oh, poor lady.
Yeah.
And you knew some of the G-strings had the goo-goo on it?
So Cindy confronts Thomas about this sick relationship he is having with an 18-year-old. Well, 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't believe he was pretending to be an 18-year-old and being a pedo with this young girl.
Oh, my God.
She was pissed.
I guess so. Yeah. Probably pissed and humiliated and embarrassed. And
yeah, like, what the hell were you thinking? Why would you do this? I mean, we've been together for 16 years.
I don't know if you could narrow that down into a few emotions.
No.
Ugh.
And she made Thomas move to the basement at this point, and they were no longer sleeping in the same room. I would have helped him move down the basement with just a little nudge down the stairs.
A little shove.
A little shove.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that she was gracious enough to let him stay in the house.
Well, when she was interviewed later on, she said that she had stayed together for the sake of their daughters and the financial stability they had, but she was through with Thomas. She didn't divorce him immediately because, I mean, they had a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and she kind of thought she could just wait it out, and that way they wouldn't have to...
If she would have found that note.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine finding a note like that that your husband wrote and he's got all this stuff in there like, oh, I'm going to leave my wife and kids
and leave an imaginary
amount of money and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be an 18-year-old boy and, you know, the whole bit.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the hell was going through his head.
I would have immediately demanded he has to go to therapy.
Yeah, he definitely needed to talk to someone. He needed to not be allowed to access the internet anymore.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff that needed to be done
to
him.
Not just throw him in the basement. There's some stuff going on.
Yeah, well, Cindy gets even better because she felt sorry for Jesse. This is a teenage girl that thinks she is in love with a cute Marine that's the same age as her, and she's actually talking to a balding 46-year-old.
Yeah.
So Cindy sent a note to Jesse through snail mail to expose her husband's deceit. She's my hero. Like, she is a badass for this.
Oh, through like, the post office.
Yeah, the post office mail. Actually mailed a letter.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing that she did this. And the fact that she understood that this is a teenager and had no clue was talking to a married man.
Yep.
And with the letter, she sent a picture of her family. And she exposed Thomas as a middle-aged man. She writes in the letter, "Do not trust the words on a computer. Let this go. You will only be hurt by a man who has mastered the art of manipulation and lies."
Oh, wow.
In this letter, she goes on to explain how T.C. Montgomery, which was the name attached to Tommy's username, Marine Sniper, was like the T.C. stood for Thomas and Cindy.
Oh, God.
Cindy continues to tell Jessica that Thomas is 46 years old and he has two daughters that are close in age to Jesse. And she says that Thomas could be prosecuted for this because Jesse was under 18 at the time that all of this was going on.
Right.
So when Jesse received this letter, she became very upset and messaged Thomas, breaking things off with him.
Good for her.
She even told him that he belonged in jail.
Good for her.
Yes. Jesse, being a teenager, was not only angry, but she became vengeful.
Uh-oh.
And she began to talk to another man on Pogo. Beefcake1572.
Really, Jess? Now, I was having some real confidence in you until you go talk to Beefcake.
Oh, Beefcake.
Beefcake.
And she was actually introduced to Beefcake by Tommy. Beefcake's real name was Brian Barrett.
Shut the f*** up. I know what you're going to say.
He was a 22-year-old man that worked with Thomas at the factory.
Oh, really? How coincidental.
And Thomas was Brian's mentor at the factory. And I don't understand how up to this point, Brian didn't know that Thomas was pretending to be an 18-year-old. So, like, he knows what was going on.
Let me just ask you, is Brian really Thomas?
No, Brian's not Thomas. No.
Maybe he created another whole alias.
That would have been great.
I know.
That would have been great.
I was like, surely we are not going down this road because I cannot take it. Okay, so Beefcake is a totally different guy.
Yes, he really is 22-year-old Brian Barrett.
Yeah, okay.
But he knows Thomas in real life. They work together. Thomas is his mentor at the factory. Brian knows Thomas is married with kids.
And he really is 22, and he's... Okay,
yeah, Brian's 22. He's in college. But, like, I don't know how Brian didn't realize that Thomas was lying to this girl about his age and his marital status and all that. Because they were all playing the same games together. So he didn't know that Thomas was catfishing Jesse.
Right.
But.
Oh, boy. Marine Sniper and Beefcake.
Yeah. And tall, hot, blonde. Can't get more imaginative than that.
Right. Okay.
Soon Beefcake and Tall Hot Blonde began a full-fledged romance. They would join the same chat rooms that Thomas normally played in, and they would let everyone know that Thomas was a liar and a pedophile.
Oof.
And not the man that he claimed to be.
Oh, wow.
Brian would even log into Jesse's account with her permission and pretend to be Jesse, and he would talk and flirt with Thomas.
Oh, I thought he was cut off.
Yeah. So he would use these chats with Thomas to humiliate him at work.
Oh, that's low.
He eventually ended up getting Thomas suspended from some of the chat rooms because of this. Thomas did not like this. It did not go over well. Mm-mm. From the letter and journal entry, you can tell that already has lost his grip with reality. This was now pushing him over the edge.
Uh-oh.
Old Thomas was, he had gone overboard.
He had some beef with the beefcake.
He did. And now the story gets stranger.
Oh, geez. I didn't think that was possible.
Oh, I know. It just keeps coming.
Okay.
Even after finding out who Tommy really was, Jesse continued to chat with him.
Hmm?
Thomas was furious that Jesse and Brian had started a relationship and Brian was humiliating him at work. And he had to watch in the game rooms as they flirted with each other in the public chat.
I don't know if I can take any more, Brandy.
You probably can't.
I can't.
Okay, I'm just going to stop now. We'll start again next week.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye. No,
yeah,
just kidding. And it wasn't just like, hey, how you doing today? It was sexual and flirty again.
Wait, and this wasn't Brian imitating Jesse.
This is really Jesse.
This is really Jesse after she told him he was a pedophile and he belonged in jail, yada, yada.
Yep. And her and Brian made fun of him, all that shit. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Brian doesn't know that Jesse and Thomas are still flirting and sexualizing online. Thomas was still furious because Jesse and Brian now had a relationship. And Brian was humiliating him at work, and he had to watch in the game rooms on Pogo as they flirted with each other in the public chats.
Okay.
I forgot about this. Whenever mm-hmm. you were on some sites that had a public chat that everybody in that room
could talk to each other.
And then they had the private chat where it would be like one-on-one and nobody else could see it but the two of you.
Right. What if you accidentally went into the wrong chat room and did something, said something really not for the public?
God, I'd have been like, I'm changing my username.
Tall, hot, blonde, 011.
Yes. You won't know it's the same person. It's definitely not the same one.
No, it's not me.
I'm not the OG tall, hot, blonde. It's 011. Thomas's messages and behavior online became increasingly violent, especially as he witnessed Jesse and Brian's relationship growing. In the online chat rooms, if the two would chat in the public chat, Thomas could see the back and forth between them. There is a chat between Thomas and Jesse that shows Thomas telling Jesse that Brian had printed out a 3-hour chat between the two of them and put it on Thomas's toolbox at work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thomas goes on to tell Jesse, because of this chat, everyone at work now knew that Thomas had been talking to an underage girl and he was pretending to be someone else.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Old Brian called him out.
He sure did.
He claimed that his coworkers were calling him a loser and a predator, and parents of his daughter's friends no longer trusted him.
I guess not. That'd be a hard pass.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going over there again.
You're not going to spend the night at their house.
Mm-mm.
He had to stop teaching Sunday school, and he had to resign from vice president of the swim team.
I would double hope.
You ain't seeing no little girls in their bathing suits anymore, Thomas. He said the parents now referred to him as a creep who talked to young girls online, which I don't know why he was mad about this, because he was a creep talking to an underage girl online.
Right.
I mean, they're
Who has the balls to get mad about it?
They're telling you
I'd
what you
humiliated.
Are. I would be too. I would not ever be able to show my face. I also wouldn't be able to have a serious conversation with a 17-year-old online.
This is crazy.
How do you have anything in common with the with a child? Like,
I mean, he did write himself a journal, a dream board.
That's true. I bet he had his fingers crossed and was looking at a wishing star or a shooting star. this dude's out of it.
Yeah, he is a little out.
Thomas hints to Jesse that now Tommy really was gone and he would never come back, hinting that he was going to end his life. He goes on to call Jesse a lying whore and told her he would place her address online so other men can find her.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah. The whole time, Jesse is responding that she loves Tommy and to please not do anything to hurt her. At this point, she knows she is talking to a 46-year-old and that Tommy does not exist, But she keeps going on and on about how much she loved Tommy. She's a little out there too, because his wife sent her the picture, the family picture, saying, hey, Tommy is actually Thomas, my husband.
Oh, okay.
And so Tommy and Tom Sr. are the same person. They've been messing with you this whole time. Or he has been messing with you, not they, because he's not a plural. He's just one.
Yeah, so she knows he's got two online personalities. And
both of them are lies.
Both of them are lies, yet she is continuing to conversate as though they really exist.
Yes.
They both exist.
They both exist.
Okay.
Brian would taunt Thomas online and at work. Brian told Thomas that he had no chance with a young hot girl. He would brag about going to meet Jesse in person because Brian was who he said he was, whereas Thomas was a liar.
Mm. Cold, hard facts.
Yep. Jesse and Thomas are still communicating at this time, and she is feeding off of the drama and fighting over her between Thomas and Brian.
Oh, she's loving it.
Yep.
Okay.
Jesse continued having sexual conversations with Thomas even after she knew who he really was.
Mm-mm.
She loved Tommy so much, she wanted to pretend he still existed, and she actually tells him this.
Mm-mm.
And she promised Thomas she would stop talking to Brian and only be with Thomas. Okay. She told him she only started talking to Brian to make him mad because she was hurt that he lied to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
However, even after saying all of this to Thomas, Jesse continued talking to Brian.
Of course she did.
Mm-hmm. She began sending Brian the exact same pictures she sent Tommy. And this pissed Thomas off.
Mm-mm.
His messages to Jesse and Brian became more and more violent and unhinged.
Oh, God.
Not only were Jesse and Brian notifying everyone in the chat rooms that Thomas was a 46-year-old lying about who he was, but his coworkers no longer respected him and didn't want Thomas around their families, so Thomas was not allowed to attend any work functions.
Mm-mm.
I don't blame them.
Things are boiling.
Oh, yeah.
I feel a pressure cooker.
It's about to boil over.
Okay.
Brian eventually told Thomas that he was going to meet Jesse in person, and this enraged Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
On September 15th, 2006, Thomas drove to the factory that he and Brian worked at. He waited in the parking lot for Brian to get off and get in his truck. Mm-hmm. When Brian was inside his truck, Thomas snuck up to the truck and shot him three times and killed Brian Barrett.
Oh, wow.
And this happened on a Friday afternoon, so Brian's body was not found until Monday morning.
Oh, no. He was like the last worker to leave?
Yeah, he was the last one or one of the last ones to leave, and so nobody realized that he had been shot inside of his truck.
Oh, my God.
Along with finding Brian's body, they found a peach pit next to his truck.
Mm.
The pit was sent to forensics for testing, and soon a DNA match came back matching Thomas Montgomery to the peach pit.
Was it the 18-year-old Thomas?
It was the... Yeah, probably so. I'm not really sure which one. I guess he had a gun in his hand, so he probably was Tommy at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a badass 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Brian and Thomas's co-workers filled the police in on what had been going on between the pair.
Wow.
When the police heard about the love triangle that was going on between Jesse, Thomas, and Brian, they immediately notified the local police in Jesse's town.
Mm-hmm.
The police immediately went to Jesse's home to speak with her, fearing her life may be in danger. When the police arrived at Jesse's home, her mother, Mary Schuyler, answered the door. Police spoke with her to confirm Jesse was her daughter. They then explained what was going on with Jesse, Brian, and Thomas, and that Jesse could be in danger.
I bet she was shitting her pants.
Yes. So at this point, Mary Schuyler, 45-year-old out-of-shape housewife, confessed that tall, hot blonde was her.
I knew it!
And her daughter, Jesse, was unaware of what had been happening with her mother, Brian, and Thomas.
Oh, my. As the world turns. God. Yeah.
So Jesse's real. She's a real 17-year-old. She's Mary's daughter.
I get that. Yeah.
So all of these pictures and...
She's sending pictures of her daughter.
Yes. Two men online.
And her G-strings.
Yep.
Or do you think they were actually Mary's?
No, they were Jesse's. It
what?
Came out in the trial that...
Yeah. She's a crazy bitch.
Jesse realized that some of her underwear was missing.
But oh my, it never really raised God. Any flags.
How could you ever do that to your daughter?
I know.
How could you do that to your daughter?
She was basically pimping her out online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
So Mary was using actual photos and videos of her daughter and was sending them to hundreds of men online.
Oh my God.
She would try to get Jesse to pose in seductive ways and would sneak pictures and videos up Jesse's skirt.
Shut up.
To send to random men online.
Oh my God.
And the most common text associated with the up the skirt image was, "Do you like what you see?"
Mm-mm. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's sick. That's sick.
That is, yeah, like this bitch is unwell. Thomas is unwell.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to go.
Yep.
Jesse and Mary's husband had no clue any of this had been happening behind their back. Mary never apologized to her daughter. She never showed any remorse and never admitted to her wrongdoing.
What? Mm-hmm. What?
Mary told investigators that the reason she continued talking to Thomas after she found out the truth was to keep him from talking to other young, impressionable girls.
Yeah, Mary. Way to go.
She's a freaking martyr.
You're a champion for the world.
Oh, she's just God. Always thinking of others.
Always.
Mary, you had to know the investigators weren't falling for your shit.
Mm-mm.
Thomas pled guilty to first-degree murder and was sentenced to 20 years.
20?
Although he's now appealing, claiming that his plea was coerced. It was not.
His plea?
Instead of completing or the trial or whatever, he just went ahead and pled guilty instead of pleading non-guilty. Oh. I guess to maybe get the death penalty off the table. I'm not really
100%. So now he's saying that the plea that he agreed to was coerced.
Yes. And Mary Schuyler's husband divorced her, and her daughter Jessie cut off contact.
I guess so.
And Mary actually,
how heartbreaking.
Yeah, she approached Jesse at the divorce hearing and asked her why she couldn't just get over this. Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Like, no empathy at all. She really does not think that she did anything wrong. It's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
She does not deserve to be a mother.
No, she crossed lines.
Well, unfortunately,
when she signed on under her daughter's name.
Yeah, there was no legal action taken against Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary even told the court she planned to write a book about the dangers of the internet.
Oh, well, you would know, Mary. You would know.
Yes. She is just so
out there.
Yeah,
she is
out there.
Mm-mm.
Thomas Montgomery was told by police that he had not been talking to Jesse. He was talking to her 45-year-old mother. And Thomas was pissed.
Wow.
He was so betrayed.
I'm saying.
And he could not believe that he had been lied to.
It's appalling, isn't it?
It is appalling. He was so pissed
off
at her.
Wow, he was taken advantage of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He felt like he was taken advantage of.
Yeah.
So the catfish was catfished.
That's great.
So Jesse, the real Jesse, and her father were told by Mary before she left to go to court that there were two guys that she had chatted with online in a non-sexual way. And these two men had gotten into a fight, and one of them had killed the other, so she was needed to testify as a witness.
Wow.
Mary flew out to the trial, and Jesse and her dad kind of thought that was weird, so Jesse Googled her mother's name.
Did they have Google? I guess Google was the first.
Yeah, well, she searched the internet. Yeah, she searched the internet.
I think it was Google.
Yeah, I know Google and Yahoo and, like, Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
I would ask Jeeves all kind of random stuff.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I guess.
So they Googled.
I'm not sure if she Googled, but she searched the internet for her mother's name. And she found images of herself all over the internet.
How humiliating.
This is how Jesse and her father found out why Mary was really going to court and what Mary had really been doing with all of these images of her daughter.
My God.
Mary also has a son who does remain in contact with her. And he told reporters that Mary still spends a lot of time online and it worries him.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'd be
Do
pretty
you
worried.
Think?
I would be cutting her Wi-Fi and be like, change the password. Mama is not allowed to talk to people online. Thomas Montgomery is still in prison, and he had his first attempt for parole in November of 2023, but was denied.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Cindy divorced Thomas, and both of their daughters cut contact with them. Thomas did try to starve himself in prison, and he tried to overdose on sleeping pills, but he was unsuccessful with both attempts, and he remains in prison to this day. And that is the story of the tall, hot blonde and the Marine sniper.
Oh, God.
I told you, it was just like one thing after another.
Ride.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I felt like I was on one of those Looney Tune things, like on a roller coaster where it's just like, you know, like going every which way but loose.
You think it's over and it's like, nope, just kidding. Turn to the left, turn to the right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
And Brian died never knowing that he was actually speaking to a 45-year-old mother. He really thought that he was speaking to a 17-year-old.
Well, that's probably the best thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So had this woman, Mary, a.k.a. Jesse, never lied, none of this would happen.
No, Brian would probably still be alive today.
Yeah.
Mary may still be married. Cindy and Thomas would probably still be married.
Yeah.
All of these children wouldn't have extreme issues because of shit that their parents did.
Right.
Yeah.
And this all started with Mary.
Yeah. And she encouraged the fighting between Thomas and
Brian.
That's
right. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah. She was encouraging this. Like, I'm shocked that nothing was brought against
her.
But
if she was sending it to hundreds of other guys.
Yeah. And, I mean, her daughter was 17, so she was underage, but I guess it wasn't.
That's like, not porn, solicitation?
I guess. I don't know.
Of but, a minor? Maybe they didn't
have
that at that time. Because,
maybe not.
You know, like we said, this was whenever everybody started getting computers and being online and stuff, so.
Yes, they really didn't have this issue before this time.
Well, it's got to be created somewhere.
Yeah.
All started with you, Mary. Thanks.
Something to be known for. Un-tall hot blonde. Or not tall hot blonde. Yeah, well, the police described Mary as short and dumpy.
Short and dumpy.
Yeah.
And so you dump all your shit on your kids, too.
I'm sorry, Mary.
I'm not.
I didn't mean to call her dumpy. Just what the police called her.
Frumpy. All right. Okay, so we appreciate you listening, and we hope that you join us next week on another episode of A Crazy Bitch Who Is Unwell.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly unwell.